Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. 1 week from today, ladies, just 1 week, and it'll be Christmas Day. That's when you do your stuff on the kitchen range, but good. And that's when women who's smart are specially particular to get the kind of poultry that always turns out right, Kroger's poultry. You see, Kroger's poultry is naturally plumper and juicier and more tender. It has that real country fresh flavor. So, of course, it turns out better when you cook it. Yes, ma'am. Whatever kind of Kroger poultry you choose, a duck, a chicken, a goose, or a turkey, you'll say it's the best bird in town. And after you've cooked it, your family will just plain cheer. Now, you take those famous four-point blue ribbon turkeys. These super turkeys are the aristocrats of the poultry kingdom. They come out of the oven all crispy brown on the outside, firm fleshed, plump, and juicy on the inside. And while they're cooking, gracious goodness, the aroma will make your mouth water. Now, that's not just an accident. Four-point blue ribbon turkeys are raised in the best turkey-raising areas by experienced turkey growers. Then they're scientifically fed to make them plump and juicy and tender. Next, they're expertly dressed the way you'd do it yourself. And finally, the ones that reach your Kroger store are specially chosen to please hard-to-please folks like you. Just you order a four-point blue ribbon turkey and see. Remember, only your Kroger store has them. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny's worries about a job are over. She's going to work with Professor Rogers as his laboratory assistant as soon as his new lab is open. But last night, the professor phoned Penny and said he'd be out of town a few days. And though he assured her she would go to work for him, and maybe sooner than planned, Penny is worried as to whether or not she'll get the job at all. But Nora Williams tells her,
"Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, I'm sure the professor will keep his promise to you."
"Oh, I'm not worried about the professor keeping his promise, Nora. I'm worried about why he had to go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
If it has something to do with the experiment, it may have an effect on my job."
"But you said it would only mean that you'd go to work sooner than you expected."
"Well, that might have been the professor's way of telling me that something's gone wrong, that plans have been changed."
"Mm.
Maybe he'll have to drop the experiment altogether. And in that case, there goes my job."
"Oh, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you, Miss Gibbs."
"Thanks, Nora. I guess we'd better cross all our fingers."
"Oh, I just know it'll be all right. And it'll be awfully exciting working at the university, won't it?"
"Oh, I don't know, Nora. I've never worked at a university before."
"Oh, it'll be just scrumptious. I just know it will. Oh, it'll be just like going to college."
"I guess it will, in a way."
"Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure I won't be taken for a co-ed."
"Oh, you could be taken for one, Miss Gibbs. You look just super young for your age."
"Oh, do I?"
"Mm-hmm.
Do you know how old I am, Nora?"
"No, but you must be old. 25 at least."
"Oh, and that's old."
"No, but it's past your prime."
"Oh, I hope not, Nora."
"Oh, I didn't mean you were about to become a doddering old maid or anything like that, but, oh, gee whizzikers, at 25 you're all so settled and all that."
"Not too settled, Nora."
"No, I guess not if you still have young ideas. Young ideas. That's what my daddy says keeps people from growing old, no matter how long they've lived."
"Your father's a very intelligent man, Nora."
"Mm-hmm."
"He must be very young himself."
"Oh, he seems young sometimes. And sometimes he seems very, very old."
"That's not unusual. We all feel old sometimes."
"I do, I know that. When daddy feels old, I feel old, too. Seeing him so old is what does it, I guess."
"That's probably it. You know, you've mentioned your father many times, Nora, but you've never told me anything about him. What's he like?"
"Oh, he's very big. And, oh, he was just beautiful when he was young. But now he doesn't care much how he looks. Wears old clothes all the time, and I have to fight with him to shave." "He'll almost never shave now, I guess, now that I'm not there to make him do it."
"Well, I understand no man likes to shave."
"Well, it isn't that Daddy doesn't like to shave. He just doesn't want to bother. He says there's no reason anymore. He lives in the country and works in a mill. Nobody ever looks at him anyhow."
"Nora."
"Hmm?"
"Is something the matter? I mean, something you'd like to tell me about?"
"No, Daddy wouldn't like me to tell anybody anything about him. He says it's better if people don't know about him at all."
"Oh, I'm sure that's not true."
"Crickets, Miss Gibbs. I don't think it's true either. Daddy's just super. And, oh, he has such a wonderful laugh when he laughs. Makes me happy for hours after I hear it. You know, I try to do funny things just to make him laugh sometimes, because I know it makes him feel better to laugh, too."
"Nora, you told me once that your mother died a long time ago."
"Mm-hmm."
"Is that why your father feels the way he does?"
"I guess so, Miss Gibbs. Though when I ask him why he's unhappy, he says he isn't and that he was just made that way. But I know that's not true.
Maybe you'd like to bring him here with you someday.
Oh, I don't know.
Nora, maybe if he saw that you were happy here and how much all of us like you, maybe he'd feel better. Maybe he's unhappy about you, Nora.
I've wondered about that, but... Oh, gee, crickets, Miss Gibbs. I'd never get him to come here. He'd say he didn't belong.
Well, you tell him he does. He's welcome here anytime he likes.
Thank you, Miss Gibbs. I'll ask him. But I know the answer will be no. He never does anything I ask him to do. He just goes to work and then comes home and sits. You know, he wouldn't even plant a garden this year. He said he just couldn't do it.
Why not? I should think it'd be wonderful to have a garden out there.
Yeah.
Could be a grand thing. You live on a farm, don't you?
Oh, well, it's not exactly a farm, Miss Gibson. In fact, it's not exactly anything anymore.
Well, what is it?
Well, it was a big dairy once. All the buildings are still there and all kinds of contraptions that I don't understand. But it just sits there and Daddy doesn't even look at it.
Well, he's probably not interested in dairying. And he can't be blamed for that, Nora.
Oh, no, I don't blame him for anything. He wants to live in a little house in town, but, of course, we can't afford it. And you see, we own the farm. It was left to us when Mother died.
Oh, it was your mother's?
Oh, crickets, I guess, so I don't know. Oh, it's all too complicated how he got it. Daddy told me once when he apologized for making me live out there, but I didn't understand it. Well, anyhow, it's ours, and we can live there free, and... Just between you and me, Miss Gibbs, I think it's just super.
I imagine it is, Nora. Too bad you have to come to town to work. Living out there must be grand.
Oh, it would be if the farm were as pretty as it could be. I've wanted to do things to the place, but Daddy says it's a waste of money and time. I don't understand why, but I guess Daddy has a reason for thinking so.
I'm sure he has, Nora. There's a reason for almost everything, whether we understand it or not.
Daddy says that, too.
Well, then I'm sure you agree with me. Oh, golly, it's almost time for the baby's feeding, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I have it all ready, Miss Gibbs. As soon as... Oh, excuse me, Miss Gibbs. There's the door.
No, never mind, Nora. I'll get it. Oh, you might start warming the baby's bottle. I'm sure she's going to wake up any minute and start screaming.
Oh, she won't scream at all, Miss Gibbs. She just never does.
Oh, she is a miracle baby, isn't she? Just a minute, I'm coming. Oh.
Good morning, Miss Gibbs.
Good morning, Professor Rogers.
Surprised, huh?
Oh, I should say so. Didn't you call me last night and tell me you were going out of town? Or did I dream it?
No, you didn't dream it, Miss Gibbs. I did call you, and I was going to leave in half an hour. But 20 minutes later, the trip was called off, and I couldn't see phoning you again at that hour of night.
Oh, that wouldn't have mattered. I was awake several hours after your call.
Oh, then I did upset you.
Oh, no. No, I just wasn't sleepy, I guess.
Oh, well, I hope you're not sleepy this morning. I want you to come up to the university with me and let me show you my file of laboratory reports so you'll know the kind of work you'll have to do.
Well, I really had planned on staying home and helping Nora with her housework this morning, but...
Well, I'm sure Nora can get along without you for a little while. And look, you're working for me now. I'm almost your boss, you know.
Oh, I'm not sure I like the way you said that, Professor.
Well, I just couldn't resist it, Miss Gibbs.
I know.
But I didn't mean it, and I'm sure you won't have any boss trouble with me.
Oh, let's not worry about that, Professor Rogers. Let's just hope that you don't have any employee trouble with me.
Well, let's hope for more than that, Miss Gibbs. Let's hope we don't have any trouble with each other from now on. I think we've caused each other enough trouble in our time, haven't we?
Oh, crickets, do you have to ring the doorbell like that, whoever you are?
Hello, Nora.
Oh, Miss Dodge. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, dear. Will you tell Miss Gibbs that I'm here to see her, please?
Oh, crickets, I can't, Miss Dodge. She isn't here.
Oh, she's not?
Mm-mm.
Well, where is she?
She's up at the university with Professor Rogers.
With Professor Rogers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But she should be back very soon. Oh, would you like to come in and wait?
No, thank you, Nora. I'd rather not. Not this afternoon.
Oh, I wish you could, Miss Dodge. I'm going to give the baby a bath in a little while. She's just super adorable when she's getting her bath.
I'm sure she is. But I have more important things to do this afternoon, Nora.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I'll tell Miss Gibbs you were here, but she'll be awfully disappointed she missed you.
Oh, don't bother to tell her, Nora. I imagine I'll see her myself sometime this afternoon.
Oh.
I think I'll go up to the university, too. You say she's with Professor Rogers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't imagine he'll be hard to find.
And so So you see, Miss Gibbs, you'll really have to do a little studying before you can take over the job to your own satisfaction. It really isn't as easy as it sounds.
Oh, it sounds terribly complicated, Professor Rogers. You're sure you want me to take the job?
Oh, I'm very anxious for you to have it, Miss Gibbs. And if you'll study these sample reports for the next week or 10 days, by the time you're ready to start the job, you'll be an expert laboratory recorder.
Well, I don't know how expert I'll be, but I assure you I'll know more about the job than I do now. But what do I know now? Nothing.
Oh, well, don't let that worry you.
It worries you, though, doesn't it?
Not in the slightest.
Okay, you're the boss, and if you're not worried, I won't be.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Gibbs. Let's not start calling me the boss. We're not working on that basis.
Don't you think things will be a little more businesslike if we do?
Mm-hmm. Must they be too businesslike?
I think so. You see, someone's paying a lot of money for the laboratory and your experiment. Now, won't that somebody want his money's worth?
If the experiment is a success, Miss Gibbs, a lot of people will get a lot more than money.
Now, that sounds wonderful. Oh, by the way, who gave the money for the new laboratory?
I don't know. And the university finance board won't tell me. The endowment was anonymous.
Well, someone is certainly a sincere philanthropist.
But definitely. Well, let's get back to these records. Now.
Mm-hmm.
You see this entry here?
Yes, I do.
Well, that shows the exact time the experiment was started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this column here, you'll see whether...
Oh.
Now, come in.
Hello, Professor.
Oh, Miss Dodge, hello.
Hello, Miss Dodge, how are you?
Oh, very well, thank you, Miss Gibbs. I dropped by your house and Nora told me you were up here with the professor. Oh, I hope this is nothing private.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, I should say not, Miss Dodge. The university received the endowment for the laboratory I needed for my experiment.
Oh, I'm awfully glad to hear that. Oh, no, I'm not. Then you won't need the money I offered you. I'm sorry.
Well, it was generous of you, Miss Dodge, but I'm glad to say I won't need it.
That's too bad. Frankly, I was hoping I could obligate you in some way.
Well, thanks for admitting it.
Well, now I'm going to obligate myself to you.
You are?
Uh-huh, I am. I understand you need a secretary or assistant or something. I spent 4 rather foolish years in college, but I'm sure I learned enough to be of some help to you.
I'm sure you did, Miss Dodge, but the fact of the matter is I already have an assistant.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then get rid of her. I want the job.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Dodge. I can't do that. My assistant is Miss Gibbs here.
Oh, you?
I'm sorry, Miss Dodge, but I do need the job.
Oh, so you're the lucky girl, are you, Miss Gibbs? Well, how nice. How absolutely marvelous.
Madeline Dodge thinks it's fine that Penny is going to work for Professor Rogers, but does she mean it? And will this mean trouble for Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. With Christmas only 1 week off, here's good news for you ladies who like to prove that your family is right when they say Mom cooks the best bird of anybody. Because you know that no matter how good a cook you are, if the bird you put into your oven isn't perfect, it's not going to come out of your oven perfect. Listen closely now. Your Kroger store has the best birds in town. Yes, that's a fact that you can prove in your own oven. They're plumper when they come from your Kroger store. Plumper, more tender, juicier, better tasting, and with that real country fresh flavor. For instance, 4-point blue ribbon turkeys are better 4 ways. They're raised in the best turkey raising areas by master turkey growers. Then they're expertly, scientifically fed to make their flesh firm and plentiful and melt in your mouth tender. Next, they're dressed with all the painstaking care you'd give to dressing a prize bird. And the ones that finally reach your Kroger store are specially selected to delight hard to please folks like you. Order a 4-point blue ribbon turkey at your Kroger store now. Now, your local announcer.